Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The Catholic Archdiocese of Boston is facing fresh criticism this morning over a long-awaited list of priests accused of sexually abusing children. The Archdiocese has issued a list of 159 accused priests. Father Richard Erickson, the Vicar General of the Boston Archdiocese, says the list is designed to shed light on a dark chapter in the Church's history.
We make this announcement with great contrition and sorrow over the harm that has come to children and to minors, and we hope and pray and we work diligently that these horrors and these crimes and these sins will not happen again in the Church.
Joining us now is Ann Barrett Doyle, co-director of the watchdog group, bishopaccountability.org. Good morning, Ann, and thanks for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me, Bob.
Tell us your issues with the Archdiocese list.
Well, this is a very partial list that Cardinal O'Malley has released after years of keeping victims and Catholics in this Archdiocese waiting. It's about half the length it should be, and I think he knows that, and there are many victims today whose suffering is deepened because they are looking for validation from the Archdiocese, and their perpetrators' names are not on this list.
Can I ask you, I'm sure that some people on the other end of the radio are wondering how you know the list is only half as long as you say it should be.
Well, the Archdiocese admits that it left 90 archdiocesan priests off this list, and also all priests who belong to religious orders like Jesuits and Franciscans were also deleted from this list, and also any priest originally from another diocese who worked in parishes here in Boston, they were left off this list. So we can easily count, just in the public domain, about 170 priests accused of child sexual abuse who Cardinal O'Malley chose not to name today. I mean, one of them is Robert Burns, a priest from Youngstown who has been, you know, covered extensively in the press, had abused up to 42 young men and boys, and now he's in prison for child rape. Cardinal, even though he worked here in the Boston Archdiocese in Charlestown and in Jamaica Plain and parishes, Cardinal O'Malley, due to some legalistic hair splitting, chose not to include him in the list today.
Well, let's hear a part of what the Archdiocese had to say about why it left some of the priests off the list, specifically 91 priests that the Vicar General Richard Erickson is talking about here in this soundbite that we'll play right now.
For deceased priests, the vast majority, the enormous majority, these are decades-old accusations. The priest is not alive to defend himself, and judging the validity of accusations so long ago with the priest deceased is so much more difficult than when the priest is alive and when there are more recent accusations.
What's your objection to that, Ann?
No, I think that's reasonable in some cases, but we know, Bob, that 2 years ago or a year and a half ago on their website, the Archdiocese published minutes of a meeting in which they said they were going to name 40 priests who we had not heard of before, who were deceased, who had credible allegations against them. So they had gone through a winnowing process. I mean, you know that a priest is an abuser if you have multiple victims coming forward. You know, you can tell by the credibility of the people approaching you. So they were going to name 40 of these 62 priests. Deceased priests, and they had a decision make. Do we go for rescuing those victims who are still suffering, or do we protect the names of men who are deceased? And they made the decision, again, to protect clerics. We heard from a woman in her 80s recently who has not had a good night's sleep her entire life because of her molestation during her first communion here in Boston by a priest. People like her will get no relief because of the decision the cardinal made. Basically, he released no new information yesterday, regarding not one new name. All of these names have been previously known, and we're a little heartsick, to be honest with you.
So what do you want the Archdiocese to do?
I want them to reconsider and really put first. The idea is to encourage as many victims as possible to come forward and go back to all the cases they left off and do what other bishops have done, which is include religious order priests, include deceased priests who have been accused credibly, and make the goal of this list to truly heal the victims of the Boston Archdiocese and to protect as many children as possible. That's the top priority.
It's been close to 10 years now since the abuses in the Boston Archdiocese were first made public. Do you think that that the victims and the church will ever be able to put this scandal behind them?
I think the only way to do that is for the church to be fully transparent and to stop protecting itself. The paradox is when they let their guard down and just admit everything that they know, list all the abusers, list the supervisors who enabled them, they will win the trust of the Catholics and the victims here in this archdiocese.
Ann Baratoil, co-director of the Watchdog Group, bishopaccountability.org. Thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition today.
Thank you, Bob.